Okay, Chevra, this is the next part in our series of contemporary halacha on Hilchos Shabbos. If you recall, in the last two shiurim, we were discussing the possible malachas that were involved in opening a bottle on Shabbos, and we brought down different poskim who discussed the different malachas that were involved. And the main ish malachas that we brought up were the malacha of makah v'patish and the malacha of mechatich. And we saw that many poskim, mikan ulekan, had different shitas. We had four shitas in total. Many poskim held that everything is mutter. Titzeliaz and the Ravadi held everything is mutter. Other poskim, like Nichas Asher and Rav Folk, and other poskim held everything is usher. And then we have Shmuel Zalman, who was splitting in the middle, who held the plastic caps were mutter to open. Masha Enkin, aluminum caps were usher. That was all in terms of the raw halachic categories of malacha that were applied to this case. Now the question becomes a famous kasha that many people like to ask, and this is Yehuda Stern's kasha. He inspired this 18-minute halacha, which is, okay, now that I know that there are poskim who asher, let's say I want to be machmir, bli nadir, to not open caps on Shabbos. And I don't want to rely on the four different eitzes that Rav Dotan gave last year to avoid the shaila. I want to just ask another person to open it for me. There are poskim on both sides. I personally, meaning you, the person, personally, you bli nadir, you hold that it's usher. But it's not hard to find someone who wants to rely on Shlomo Zalman or someone who wants to rely on the Tzitz Eliezer or Avadia. Let me find someone who holds of that opinion and relies on Rav Avadia or Shlomo Zalman, and let me just simply, at the table, hand him my bottle that I don't want to open because I want to be a frummy, and I want to give it over to the next guy and say, can you please open this cap for me? Is there any issue in requesting someone else to open a cap for me if I hold that it's usher? I'm asking someone who it's mutter for, and I hold that it's usher. Now, the truth is, this shaila is not only a Hilchos Shabbos shaila. This shaila comes up in other areas as well. It's a generic shaila. And one of the areas that it comes up in is brought down by the Shevet Alevi and also the Rebelski and Shulchan Alevi. They also ask it, there's one more by Shabbos. Let's say I am makbid to hold a Rebbeinu Tam Zman for Moshe Shabbos. I hold 72 minutes. And you hold of Rav Moshe, you hold of someone else of an earlier time. So you're relying on your reliable posik that it's not Shabbos anymore. I'm relying on my posik who holds the Rebbeinu Tam that it is Shabbos. Can I ask you to do something for a malacha for me? It's still Shabbos for me, but I'm asking you, who is relying on a different posik, to do malacha for me because you hold its mutter. Same shaila, which is also by Shabbos. Now, Rebelski says, brings up four possible isurim that could potentially, four potential problems that can apply when you ask someone else to do something for you, where you hold its usher and the other person holds its mutter. We're going to discuss three of them. We may only be able to do two today, but we'll try to do three problems in total. Okay, and just to set it out, we're going to just to tell you what they are in ahead of time. This way we can have a tzura of where we're going. The first possible problem is an issue of, can anybody guess? Lifne iver lotite milchshol. One of the isurim, one of the lavim in the Torah is lifnei iver. And we know that on a basic level, lifnei iver means you can't cause a stumbling block to your friend. One of the main isurim that is nichlal under that lav is that you can't give bad advice. Well, the Gemara in Pesachim also extends that halacha and says that it's also prohibited to cause someone a michshol in ruchnius as well. It's not just in gashmius, it's also in ruchnius. You can't cause someone to perform an avera. If there was a nazir in front of me, I can't give him a cup of wine, put a cup of wine in front of him and facilitate his performance of an avera. V'chahena v'chahena. You're not allowed to be machshel someone in an avera, to cause someone to perform an avera. So Rebelski and other poskim as well bring up that there is a potential iser when it comes to asking someone to perform a malacha on your behalf, even though you hold that it's usr and the person that you're asking holds that it's mutter. Well, one of the issues may be a lifnei iver lo titen michshol issue, because I am basically, at first glance, causing him to do something that I hold it's usr. But on the other hand, he holds it's mutter. So does that classify as lifnei iver or not? Now, just before we go weiter, let me just make a disclaimer. All of these problems that we're going to mention assumes, this is very important, this is very important, Reuven, all of these problems assume that you hold its usr me'ikar hadid. But if you're just being machmir on yourself, you're just being a frumi to not perform a certain action, Rov poskim say you're allowed to ask someone else to do something if they hold its mutter, even though you're being machmir. If it's just betoras chumra, bli nader, you have a chumra, you want to be yotze all the shitas, then you're 100% rov poskim say you're allowed to ask another person to do something for you. This all assumes that you hold me'ikar hadin, that it's usr, and in your mind, the person that you're asking is doing the wrong thing. But he's relying on his reliable posik, so am I allowed to ask him to do it for me? So just remember that. Everything we say, the problems that we're going to mention are only if you hold me'ikar hadin, that it's usr, which, to tell you the truth, is very, very rare. Most people do not hold me'ikar hadin unless they learn the sugya themselves. But most of the time, it's just b'toras chumrah. But we're talking about a situation where it's mikra hadin. So, Rav Shlomo Zalman in Shulchan Shlomo brings up the issue of lifnei iver in a similar context, where Sfardim and Ashkenazim, we know, have a machlokas when you have liquids that have been heated up already to yatzalanes bo, are you allowed to reheat that liquid? Is there bishul achar bishul when it comes to liquids? So Sfardim are machmir. They hold that once that liquid goes below Yatzalanes Bo, you cannot reheat it again. The Ramah, Ashkenazim, are mekel. They hold that no, as long as the water was heated once and it's still lukewarm, you can reheat it again. So Shulchan Shama was asked, can a Sfardi, like me, Bam Temani, so it's not the same, can a Sfardi who paskins like the Mechaber, ask an Ashkenazi to reheat his liquid? On the one hand, I'm holding its usr, but I'm asking someone else who's relying on his posik who holds its mutter. So the first potential problem we're going to analyze is lifnei iver. And this issue of lifnei iver, whether when you hold something is usr and you're asking someone else to do mutter, is actually subject to a massive machlokas achronim. Okay, this is potential problem number one. This is a machlokas between the Ksav Sofer and the Shar HaMelech. The Shar HaMelech in Ishus, Hilchos Ishus, Tes Zayin. Paskins, Shar HaMelech brings a raya from Shittim Mekubetzes, which we don't have time this second to go into. Yes, but he brings a raya from Shittim Mekubetzes. Yeah.
Who's the Shar HaMelech?
He's an early Achron, an early, early Achron. Okay, he's usually found as a comment on the Rambam. His comment, he's mifarish in the Rambam. So the Shar HaMelech holds that there is an isser of lifnei iver in a situation where you hold something as usser and you're causing someone else to do it, even though that person holds its mutter. He holds there's an isser of lifnei iver. Shar HaMelech paskins there's lifnei iver even when the person that you're asking holds that it's mutter. And you yourself hold that it's usr. That's shita number one. Shita number two is the Ksav Sofer. Ksav Sofer rejects the Shar HaMelech vehemently, and he rejects the raya that he brings from Shita Mekubetzes. We're not going to go into it right now. If we had more time, we would. If you want, you can ask me separately. And he holds that there is no isr lifnei iver when you hold something as usr and you're asking someone to do something who holds that it's mutter. Because at the end of the day, he holds its mutter. So I'm not causing him to do an avera. So the question becomes, what exactly is the kudas hamachlokas between these achronim? the situation is interesting. On the one hand, I hold it's usur, and I'm causing someone to do an avera, which I think is an avera, but the person who's doing it holds it's mutter. So is that lifneiver or is that not lifneiver? What is the shaila in that situation? What's the lumdus behind that? And Rav Leibowitz, if those of you who were in that shir, I recently listened to a 10-minute halacha. He mentioned this hesber. Rav Parnas also mentioned this hesber in a different context, which I'll explain to you in a second. And they were masber the following. They wanted to make it dependent on a very common chakira that is mentioned by lifnei iver. What exactly is the gather of lifnei iver when you're being mashal someone to perform an avera? So there are two ways of looking at it. One way of looking at it is that just like there's an isser to give a person bad advice, lifnei iver, giving him bad advice. So to hear, I can't cause him to do an avera because I'm hurting his ruchnius. It's a ben adam l'chavero dika halacha. I can't be machshel him with bad advice, and I can't be machshel him by making him do an avera. That's a pashup shot. It's more of a ben adam l'chavero dika halacha. I can't cause you to do an avera, to be machshel you. Or no. Maybe lifnei iver is understood a little bit differently. Maybe lifnei iver is more of a ben adam makum halacha. The Torah was mechadish, Reuven, listen up, that just like a person is not allowed to eat chelev or eat nevela, we expand the notion of maisa avera, and we say that just like I can't personally ingest chelev, I also can't be gorim someone else to eat chelev. And really, when I cause someone, I marshal someone to perform that avera of chilev, it's as if I'm being goring that avera. And so in a diluted form, I am using an instrument, I'm using an intermediary to eat chilev. Obviously, I'm not ingesting the chilev, so it's not going to be the isser of chilev mamish, but lifnei iver is extending the isser chilev to not only answer that which I ingest, but I also am not allowed to cause someone else to ingest chelev. I'm a goring. I'm using him as my instrument, as my intermediary to eat chelev. So it's more of a ben adam l'makom. So if those are the two tzadim, we can suggest as follows. That as to who we assess, which halacha to follow, I hold its usser, you hold its mutter. Who should we focus on in terms of whether or not this is lifnei iver or not would depend on these two approaches. Working with approach one, that the isser of lifnei iver is simply, I can't be machshel you, I can't cause you to stumble. So hey, in this case, I hold its usser, that's true. But you hold its mutter. So I'm not being machshel you. You absolutely think that it's mutter. I'm not causing a stumbling block in front of you. The focus is on ben adam l'chavero, and my chaver, Reuven Tyler, my chaver thinks it's mutter, so I'm not being machshel him. Oh, but listen to this. If you go with the second side, that lifnei iver is defined as a ben adam l'makom halacha, that I can't cause you to perform an aver because I'm the one who is overseeing that, I'm being goreim, I'm contributing to that maisa avera. So then the focus is on me. And so even though you hold its mutter, but since I hold its usser, there would be a taka in Isra of lifnei iver. And so the Ksav Sofer and the Shar Melech would be arguing in that regard. And so the same thing would apply to asking someone else to open bottle caps. If you work with the Shar Melech, that there would be lifnei iver. So I am being machshel you. I'm the one who's the goreim. I'm causing it to happen. It's a ben adam l'makom halacha, and I can't ask you to open the cap. But if you go the ksav sofer, that there's no isser lifnei iver, I would be able to ask you to open the cap because lemaisa, you hold its mutter, and I'm not being machshel you. So those are the two tzadim in lifnei iver, and that's how it would apply to a situation where I hold its usser, and you hold its mutter. And therefore, that would extend to our case of opening bottle caps. And that's taka that the post can bring down, that Rosh Shlomo Zalman was taka machmir on this issue of lifnei iver. And other postkim as well apply this issue of lifnei iver to bottle caps. And they say that you cannot ask someone else to do it, even because you hold it's usher. And the reason why is because based on the Shaar Melech, they want to paskin like the Shaar Melech, and they want you to be machmir, not to ask someone else to open the bottle cap for you. Okay, so that is, let me just double, yeah, Shulchan Alevi, I'm sorry, Rebelski and Rosh Shlomo Zalman both made this point that based on the Shaar Melech, you should not ask someone else to open the bottle cap for you because you hold its usher, they hold its mutter. But based on Shaar Melech, this would be an issue of Lifnei Iver. Any questions before we go right there?
Yeah,
go ahead.
Rebbe said Rosh Shlomo Zalman. So if I just remember, Rosh Shlomo Zalman, I'm just, would this apply for any bottle cap for Shlomo Zalman or just for, I guess, just...
Okay, very good, very good. Yeah, Shlomo Zalman, you're right. In his world, that aluminum is a problem. But Shlomo Zalman, as I mentioned in the beginning, was not only speaking about bottle caps. He's also speaking about Sfardim and Ashkenazim by Bishul Acher Bishul. So he's just speaking about Lifnei Iver in general. But you're right. If he were to apply it to bottle caps, it would only be in his world that aluminum caps are usser. You're right. This is only where... you hold the cap is usser to you. You're right. It's a good point. The Rosh Hashanah Zalman is not technically in bottle caps per se. He's by the Sfardim Ashkenazim case. But the Minchas Usher and other poskim like Rafalk, they bring down this halacha of Lifnei Iver and say that one should be choshish for it when it comes to bottle caps. Minchas Usher, though, in Os Dalid, he seems to be make all on the issue of Lifnei Iver. So it's a some poskim are choshish for it, like the Shlomo Zalman in general. Minchas Asher is make on the issue of the favor, but that would be one potential problem in asking someone to open the cap for you if you hold its usher and they hold its mutter. It's subject to a machlokes achronim, but Rebelski and Shlomo Zalman seem to be choshesh for this issue of the favor. Minchas Asher is make on this issue. That was all potential problem number one. Let's just quickly do potential problem number two and then three. And then we'll just bottom line it. Potential number problem number two is that there's also, just like we know, there's an issur of amir la'akum. You can't ask a goy to perform something on your behalf. So many achronim and poskim bring up a possibility that there will also be an issur of amir le'yisrael. Saying someone to another, asking a yid to do something for you is no worse. Sorry, it's no, meaning no better than asking a guy, just like a guy would be also, you shouldn't be asking a yid to do something for you on your behalf. So amir la'akum, aser zin akum, and there's a possibility in poskim also, which seems like many poskim go with this, that you also can't utter an amira li'Yisrael that involves performing a malacha. The last problem, and the final problem, which is the most interesting one, which Yehuda will appreciate, is Rebelski brings a third problem. I think it's his own hashara, which is Eilecha Zilzul Chaver Godol Mizu. This is so not good midos. People are going to be walking around thinking that I am better than you in your Avodas Hashem. If I'm asking you to be my Shabbos goy to open a bottle cap, your mama uses that lashon, Rebelski. You're treating your friend like a Shabbos goy. Imam says it. It's a zilzul ben adam chaver shein kamohu. So person, this is a third, I guess, call it in midos, dika issue that is mentioned when it comes to asking someone else to open bottle caps. So just in a nutshell, before Rovalsky comes, we have three potential problems, which we did in 18 minutes. One potential problem, if you want to hear more about it, we can do it at a different time. One potential problem is Lifnei Iver, which is subject to the machlokas between achrona between Shaar Melech and Saf Sofer. Shaar Melech holds that it is Lifnei Iver. Saf Sofer holds it's not. Second potential problem is Amir Ali Yisrael. And third potential problem is Rebelski's Taina of Eilecha Zilzul Chaver Gadol Mizu. You're treating your friend like a Shabbos guy. And again, the most important qualification of all, this all assumes that you hold its Aser Meikar Hadin, and you're asking someone who holds its mutter to open the cap for you. But as Rov Poskim point out, barring Rav Liashiv's Chumra, but most Poskim hold, Rav Folk says this, and Rav Shlomo Zalman says this, that if you are only holding that it's usher b'toras Chumra, just in deference to the other Poskim, you want to be machmir. Believe not, you just want to be machmir, just to be careful and cautious, to be yotze kol hadayos, then this all three problems would not apply. When you ask someone else to open the cap for you. Okay? So, Majestem Wednesday, we will go on to the next topic. Hatzlocha Chevre. Rebelski, feel free.